Hello, this is David Snyder, President of Baptist International Missions Incorporated, welcoming you to today's broadcast of Moments for Missions under the direction of our Vice President, Dr. J.B. Godfrey.
Well, it's Wednesday, and I have Manny Jimenez here in the studio with me again today. And it's been a joy to me listening to his testimony about God's leading in his life to give them a burden, he and his wife, Kate, to go to the Navajo reservation and win people to Christ. So, Manny, how did you come to hear about BIMI?
Well, interning at my sending church in Chesapeake, Virginia, Great Hope Baptist Church. Some strong connections there, and I hadn't heard about BIMI being on the Pacific Northwest. Then coming to the East Coast in this church, my pastor had started to tell me about BIMI and just give me a recommendation, but allow me to choose and say, we're going to send you out. How would you like to go forward with that? And looking back, I'm very thankful for the opportunity and how I had a connection with this church and then the ministry of BIMI. It's been a huge blessing and help to my wife and I. There's many things that they've made a difference in as far as us getting started.
And of course, we know here at BIMI, we realize we do not send missionaries at all. Churches send missionaries, but we are servants too, helpers, if you will. How do you get a visa? If you need it, you won't need it, but a lot of people do. How do you get a visa? Where do you go to language school? Let's stop right there just a moment and say, you don't speak Navajo already, do you?
No, sir, I don't. I mean, I speak a little. Yat'e, that's hello in Navajo. But 70% plus already speak English. It's a bit of a sad reality that many of the Native American tribes are losing their language. At the same time, the Navajo are trying to regain it. They may be one that it becomes more used. I don't know. I do know that using a little bit goes a long way in opening doors with them.
And I would encourage you, I'm a language buff, and I studied linguistics before I ever went to Africa, but I would encourage you, spend some time on the language. It'll help you, and you just said it, just a little, but if you know a lot, it opens doors because they know, if you're trying to learn their language, they know you're trying to help them.
Right.
So I would encourage you in that line. So do you know already where you're going when you get your support raised? Do you have that nailed down already?
Yes, sir. So there's an established church in the middle of the reservation, Stronghold Baptist Church in Pinon, Arizona.
Okay.
The reservation's the size of West Virginia, so it's pretty far in the middle there.
Mm-hmm.
And then 25 minutes east, there's a place called Low Mountain. The low population, a lot of the population was reduced actually from the virus, coronavirus. They lost a lot of people from that. But the Lord had put that region upon my heart, and I believe that's where we'll start church planting.
Okay.
We'll be able to live, though, at the property of Stronghold Baptist Church in Pinon.
Great.
I'm very excited about that.
Yeah, so what point are you at as far as deputation? Halfway, not quite, or over that? Or
we are at our last missions conference.
Okay.
April 26th will be our send-off service. And by the end of the month, we should be at least on the road really close to Arizona or already be on the reservation.
So by the time this broadcast goes out, you probably will be busy where you're headed.
Yes, sir.
And that's Lord great. Lord. Let me ask you this question with the few moments we have today. What about deputation? Has it been a terrible time and it's just been awful, or has it been a blessing and help?
It's been a huge blessing, a bit of an adventure. I didn't have specific expectations. I just heard stories about either side of what happens. But my wife and I have enjoyed the time in the car together. Sometimes we've had a little bit too many hours in the car together, but it's been a huge privilege, blessing. We've been fed and just heard so much preaching, been able to try to serve wherever we could. And so I'm very thankful for this time, and I know the Lord's used it for a reason.
Well, thank you for sharing that, and we'll be back tomorrow.
You've been listening to Moments for Missions. For further information, please write to BIMI, P.O. Box 9, Harrison, Tennessee 37341, or call us at 423-344-5050, or you can visit us online at www.bimi.org. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you.